Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
I'd like to welcome Dr. Sage Altana from Northwestern Medicine this evening. Doctor, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Hey, listen, have you heard about this mask thing that's going around?
I've heard about it.
it's been in the news a lot lately. I got to tell you, at the beginning of all of this COVID, it seemed clear to me, like, what to do, pretty much. And then as it progressed, as far as I was concerned, it got more and more and more confusing. And to me, anyway, this the CDC and they're, you know, this place is going to open. They're going to go 100% capacity, yet you still have to wear masks. No, you don't have to wear masks if you're vaccinated and you're indoors or outdoors. I don't know. The more it went on, the more confusing I felt it was. So is there any clear way to look at all of this? Anything that puts it in focus, so to speak?
Yeah, I don't think you're alone. I think it caught a lot of us off guard. We were all expecting for mask restrictions to be loosened for outdoor capacity for vaccinated persons, because that's fairly low risk. But I think for indoors, we were all a little surprised at the CDC's recommendations. What the CDC is saying is that whether you're indoors or outdoors, if you are fully vaccinated and you have a normal immune system, your risk of transmitting or contracting COVID is extremely low.
So
that is all they're saying.
If you're indoors or outdoors and you're vaccinated, then your chance of getting COVID is very low. Is that what?
If you have a normal immune system.
If I have a, now you see how this gets confusing?
Yeah.
Here we go. All of a sudden, wait a minute, because, you know, coming up to this, it's like, oh, I can't wait for the vaccine. Man, that vaccine's going to come in here. I'm going to get that vaccine. I'm going to go running around, see everybody, go to all the restaurants, hug all the people I want to hug. And then here comes the vaccine, and it's like, okay, stop. And what you just said, I mean, there's so many, it's like an asterisk is next to the vaccine. Or it sounds like a commercial for some sort of medicine that lists the side effects at the end. I mean, it's just never ending. And I was talking to somebody yesterday about it, and it's like, you never know from day to day what the lay of the land is. Because the CDC can say something, but as we've experienced over the past few months, that doesn't carry a lot of weight with a lot of people.
Yes, I understand why it's confusing. I think where the real confusion happens is the people who are unmasked, can we assume that they're all vaccinated? Or do we believe in the honor system? That's where I think the difficulty is for a lot of us.
Well, I'm pretty positive that, well, I don't believe in the honor system. I'd like to, but if the past year is any indication, the honor system on a national level is just has no honor. Quite frankly, I mean, there were people who and are people who, for legitimate reasons, I suppose, don't want to wear a mask and don't want to get a vaccine, et cetera, et cetera. But and that might have something to do with how young or old that person is, because, you know, the older people have the conditions that make them more susceptible. And generally, young people feel they're pretty much, you know, they've got armor. Nothing's going to get to them. So it's just, you know, they say the United States is a melting pot. Well, this whole mask thing is just, you know, from town to town, state to state, from business to business, it is. There's no common denominator.
Yes, I think it's a very divisive issue. It really shouldn't be, because masks protect us. It's protected me more times than I can count. But I agree with you. If I'm going to be in an indoor setting with people I don't know, if I don't know if they're vaccinated or not, I'm going to keep my mask on to protect myself.
Right. And I think that, I don't know about the government, I'm not going to go in that direction, but I think in the private sector, if you have a business that deals with the public and you want to make it clear that coming in you have to have a mask, or you could even make it coming in you have to be vaccinated, that's perfectly within your purview, I would think. And that, of course, can change from business to business. When do you see this? When do you really think this all is going to end? Will it ever end?
I don't know if it'll completely go away ever. I think it will become low level, where we might need something like an annual COVID shot, like we get our annual flu shot. But right. I don't think it'll dominate our lives the way it has for the past year.
Yeah, because there's so many different side effects, and I'm talking about employment and relationships between human beings and, you know, some psychological things that go along with it. And I don't know where this jumped off the track, so to speak. You made a reference to, it's, you know, like getting a flu shot. Well, I know there are some people who don't believe in vaccinations and flu shots, but it's nothing. That's nothing compared to the vocal opposition or criticism of how this particular COVID strain is being handled. And I'm not quite sure what that is, because we've been getting vaccinated for a whole variety of things our entire lives, since we were infants. And all of a sudden, this one is divisive, argumentative, ever-changing. It's like somebody just invented a vaccine and nobody knows what it is. I don't get it. I don't know what happened that took this thing into the spiral that it's in. Do you know? Do you have any idea what it was?
It's ironic, because this vaccine is actually so much better than a lot of the other vaccines we have out there. It offers a lot more protection, which is amazing. I think it's multifactorial. I think some people have some hesitation because of the administrations that we've had in our government. They feel that the vaccine maybe was developed too quickly. They don't want to be an experiment, I guess.
Right.
And some people just think that they're at low risk and don't know why they should get the vaccine when they don't feel like they really see that many people anyway.
Well, you know, there are some places that I would really like to go, to be honest with you. I mean, I'd like to go to a movie theater. I'd like to go to restaurants. I'd really like to go to my gym and work out indoors. But, you know, my age and my whatever, I'm very hesitant, even with the news I hear today and the individual businesses that allow or don't allow entrance or not with or without a mask. It's just like, once you get inside and you're with other people indoors, then things become, well, I was going to say claustrophobic, but yeah, in a certain sense, claustrophobia with a COVID-19 cherry on top, if you follow my thinking there for a minute. Yeah, I mean, that's what
my personal
for. Yeah,
my personal approach has been, how can I reduce my risk? My vaccine is reducing my risk. My mask is reducing my risk. If you're next to me and your mask is on, that also reduces my risk. If I'm outdoors instead of indoors, I know my risk. I'm just perpetually playing this game of how much risk reduction can I have. So if I went to a movie, I'd keep my mask on.
Yep.
I personally wouldn't go to a gym where, you know, the treadmills might be close to each other. People are exercising, breathing a lot harder, spreading their droplets further.
Yeah, right.
It's not something I'm comfortable with personally.
Me neither. Yeah. And I don't know when it's going to get to the point when I will be. And I guess I'm not surprised, but I really do miss being able to do that, you know, whenever I want to. And it's really quite a confounding situation to think in your mind, okay, what you just referenced, how much exposure am I willing to give myself? How far am I willing to go? Am I really going to put myself in harm's way here, or can I believe in some of the things that I've heard, or do I disagree with some of the things that I heard, or my friend said this, or my family said that, and I'm just hoping that someday this becomes manageable. Would that be a correct word? Manageable?
I hope so. I think that we will get to the point where we will feel more comfortable doing all of those things. I think that there would have to be a higher percentage of our population that's vaccinated me to feel more comfortable. Right now, we're only at, I think, 35 to 40% of adults who are fully vaccinated in Chicago and also nationwide. So I would like to see more of a majority vaccinated than not fully vaccinated.
I agree with that 100%. And like history has told us over the past year, and specifically in the past few months, the information about vaccine, social distancing, masks, changes from who's getting the vaccine, who doesn't get the vaccine, where is the vaccine, where is it not, how easy is it to obtain, that changes literally week to week. And I would guess that it will improve, all of those situations will improve as time goes on, and hopefully we'll get to a point where it's manageable, I guess. Go ahead.
Thank you.
No.
Oh, I was going to say it's super easy to get a vaccine now. If you're over the age of 12, you can get a vaccine. You just text your zip code to GetVax, GETVAX, or Vacuna for Spanish, VACUNA, and they'll tell you the three closest vaccine sites and their numbers.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I hope that it cleared it up for me quite a bit, honestly. Because you know what? I trust you a lot more than my neighbor.
Well, I'm happy to have offered a little bit of clarity.
Thank you. Have a very good evening.